All right, remember, the machine knows if you're lying. First statement, Carvana will give you a real offer on your car all online.
False.
True, actually. You can sell your car in minutes.
False? That's gotta be...
True again. Carvana will pick up your car from your door, or you can drop it off at one of their car vending machines.
Sounds too good to be true, so true.
Finally caught on. Nice job. Honesty isn't just their policy, it's their entire model. Sell your car today, too.
Carvana.
Pickup fees may apply.
Get laced up.
Let's go.
It's time for Banter with the Boys.
Yo, yo, welcome back to Banter with the Boys. Gridiron updates week 4. That means we're recapping our week 3 games and previewing some week 4 games. But before we do all that, obviously we got to bring in our co-host over here, Rob.
What's up, Smelty? How's it going?
Man, have you enjoyed that weather this week or not?
It was money. I ended up hitting up the Gophers game. Little tailgate for 5 hours. Can't complain.
You did a lot for...
Yeah. And then the home
not
team
much.
On the professional side, sitting at 3-0, so vibes are good.
Oh, we're going to get to that. Don't you worry.
Life's good.
Life is good. Right next to him, making his first appearance on the show, we have... Mike.
Correct. Yes. Good job. You remembered. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Mike, why don't you just give us a little rundown of your football history, how long you've been watching it, all that jazz.
Well, I became a Colts fan early on. So when I was a teenager, so I'm pretty old now. So a lot of years, 20 plus years as a Colts fan. So seeing the Super Bowl with Peyton, and that was pretty. Yeah, pretty exciting.
Yeah, we don't know what that's
I can explain that to you.
Yeah,
he can help explain that to you.
Oh, no, come on.
This is just introduction.
Yeah, so
simmer down.
Yeah, met Rob at Fantasy Football, and we've been doing that for 15, 20 years now, and so just longtime Colts fan.
So you're Rob's friend or acquaintance? Or
Let's call it acquaintance. Now.
Yeah,
there we go. Mark it down.
No, we're friends.
Yeah, I wouldn't say that out loud. But and then right next to me, an OG of Banter with the Boys. Please welcome back Tyler. What is popping, dude?
Glad to be back, man. Making it work, having the another kiddo. It's a lot. It's a lot, but I'm glad to be here, man. Glad to wear the Packer colors on the pod again.
Mm. Yeah.
Well, I was just about to say we're hoping we see you more as the season goes on, but yeah,
like more falling down the standings.
I like that. I'm just not a fan of, well, I can't say I'm not a fan of the green because you went military green today.
Yeah, I but, guess so.
All right, never mind. Move on. And also don't forget Kev. Kev makes this whole thing happen behind the camera. You do not
he
see
is.
Him. But let's start right off the bat with our 5-game recap. And we are absolutely going to start with the Vikings. The Vikings game this week, which I was lucky enough to be at. Only a couple rows off the field, a handful of rows off the field. It was awesome.
I bet the vibe had been awesome.
Oh, yeah. My gosh. It was rocking. All of us different fans were buying each other drinks. Don't even know who they are. That's just the Minnesota way. We were just partying all game. It was louder than heck. 3 straight false starts by the Texans. Still excited. Rob, why don't you
read us in here? Yeah, it was solid. You know, we had the interception, that first drive, put some points on the board. You know, we ended
first offensive play for the Texans, wasn't it? Or did they run it first? I can't remember, but
they ran it first, and it was the second. Well, actually, it was a completion to Collins, but there was a flag.
Yeah.
And then the next
play. It was the next play. Yeah.
The next play. So, yeah, it feels good to be 3-0 on top of the division. Not really expecting us to have that hot of a start with our schedule, just looking at it preseason wise.
I thought we'd be 1-2.
Yeah, but now looking forward, we have a really nice middle section of our schedule. Vibes are good right now.
Absolutely. I mean, we saw a great game, not only from Sam Darnold and the offense, but that defense just absolutely ate up the Texans. I mean, there's nothing they could do. Once again, another example of the Texans missing that rushing game.
Oh, yeah, Joe Mixon was mentioned last week. Man, mm-hmm. The Vikings defense with 5 sacks, 2 interceptions, and so that's a really nice start. They're up 14-0 at a half. So it's always, when you're starting off a game like that and then you're playing from, ahead, and then you go out and establish the running game, a little over 4 yards a carry. So keeping the Texans to 4 for 14 on third downs, 11 total penalties. So that's overall solid game out of the Vikes.
Yeah, absolutely. Did either of you fellas happen to catch any of the best team in the league, the Vikings and Texans game?
I was able to. I had the quad box on, so that was one of the one of the games.
Who offers
on
that?
There.
Quad box.
Ticket, Sunday ticket.
Oh, okay.
Sunday ticket. Sunday. Yeah. So what's impressed me most about this Viking team so far is just their defense. Flores has definitely made an impact, as I expected him to, but the, you know, they spent some money in the offseason on the defensive side of the ball. That's turning out to be huge. And then with Sam Darnold, I've KOC system, right? It's the the McVay system, however you want to say it. They're all, everybody's a staple of it at this point.
I think Shanahan.
Who's the original of all the original?
Shanahan. It was Mike Shanahan. It was Kyle's pops. And they were all on the, so like Sean, Little Shanahan and LaFleur were all on the same actually Redskins team back when it was the Redskins.
And Zach under, Taylor, I think.
Yeah, Zach Taylor, under Mike as it,
NFL coaches right now.
Look where it's coming. And now McVay has a tree, right? That's just crazy. But it's, you don't need a star quarterback to run that system. You need somebody that's not going to turn the ball over and hit the receiver when they're open, because they are open. That system just creates openings. It's insane how often you just have somebody that has 3 yards of separation consistently in that system. Just wild. So you need somebody that's just going to not turn the ball over and hit the open receiver. And having Aaron Jones as a compliment now is huge.
Oh, yeah. It's completely different from last year's team running.
Oh, 100%. Oh, yeah. They couldn't do anything in the rushing game with Madison at all. He's, again, not doing much this year. So, yeah, had to move on from Aaron Jones with 102 yards. Can't complain there. He even had a receiving touchdown. Yeah. Sam Darnold threw for four touchdowns to four different receivers, though. That's what I'm most excited about. Yeah. Four different
spreading
receivers.
The ball around.
One of them being Aaron Jones, but I just love to see that he's spreading it out. He's not. He was targeting J.J. early, but then everybody else started getting involved. Jalen Naylor. Johnny Munt got a touchdown, right? You know what I mean?
That's that system.
Yeah,
the system,
for sure.
It's like you can't just focus on one person. Like for the system to thrive, everybody has to eat. Even if it's just those little dink and dunk 4-yard completions to that no name. I'm not saying Johnny Munt's a no name because he's turned into, with Hockenson going
best
down.
Best third tight end in the league.
Right. You know, so he's a no name outside of our listeners, right?
Yeah.
But it's, you know, that system just allows everybody to eat. You're seeing it. We'll get to it later, but you're seeing that with the LaFleur offense right now, too. But, it's the Vikings have definitely impressed.
And when you have a complementary defense to that dink and dunk game, it doesn't matter. You don't have to go for the home run every time, and that's what we're seeing. We don't have to talk about the Vikings too long because Rob and I are here all season to talk about the Vikings, of course. But real quick, before we move on to the Packers.
Keeps happening.
Keeps happening. I don't know what's going on. Is this a fluke for the Texans? I mean, you're walking into a tough environment. It was very loud there. It's the second loudest game at US Bank Stadium, behind like a Viking Packer game. Is this just a fluke for the Texans, or is there more to fix?
Play them earlier.
The Texans. The Colts already played the Texans, and I think the biggest difference I saw between the two games was Flores brought 15 blitzes against CJ Stroud, and he got home with those. Yep. He timed them perfectly. It seemed like they all worked. He was either rushed or sacked on those blitzes, and it really got to him. Stroud had the second worst performance of his career, and it's an early career, but you know,
didn't see it coming though.
Correct. No. He hadn't been flustered like that in his year plus so far, and so that was the big thing that I saw was Flores really got to him, and Slowick, the Houston offensive coordinator, just did not do him any favors getting him short. Second or third downs. He just kept running the ball, kept getting 2 yards on first down and putting him in a bad position. So I think the offensive coordinator there will adjust and we'll see a better CJ Stroud, but it's definitely a way to get to him.
They got to get something going with their rushing game. Yep. Like you can't just put it all on CJ. Yep. And when Cam Akers is your number one back.
That's back
right
to
now.
Joe Mixon. Him not being there is they're a different team.
It's huge. And
is he supposed to be back this week?
Right now he's probable. I don't think that's an actual designation anymore, but it sounds like he's probable for this week.
Okay. With the Texans though, I don't know. I mean, their offense, they've played the Colts, the Bears, and now the Vikings, right? The Colts and the Bears, I think we can all, you might not agree, I hope you would, but are bottom tier NFL teams at this point.
Yeah, but top tier defenses.
I would I wouldn't say
you don't
so.
Think Chicago's in the top 15?
Top tier.
They're not. I wouldn't consider top tier. That's okay, top half.
Middling defense.
I would say they're middle of the pack. Yeah.
I expected them to be better this year.
But the Colts, actually, I mean, the Colts defenses look just porous this year.
Oh, Buckner out now.
That kills them.
Most rush yards given up in the first two games. So,
I mean, when you got.
Not a good defense right now.
So, so Jacksonville, if you're listening, you got to bring the pressure next week, and hey, you might beat the Texans.
That's the
probably not,
Jacksonville.
Yeah,
probably not. They got to get Lawrence back on track.
They made the Bills look like the best team the NFL's ever seen.
No doubt, no doubt. Speaking of getting on track, Malik Willis looking nice.
He's looking nice.
Looking nice, looking better than last week. Now that he knew he was going to be starting this week.
I wouldn't even say it was necessarily looking better than last week. It's he was incorporated into the actual passing game this week. But it was that's what I was getting with LaFleur. It's like his like the way he sculpts the offense around what he's given is something the Packers have never really seen. McCarthy sure as crap didn't do that. So it's just crazy watching him because like with Malik's this last game, they were all basically like intermediate to longer routes is where Willis excels. He's not that dink and dunk. He's not going to hit that, you know, that 5 yard in route.
He's an aggressive thrower. Yeah.
His best trait is his deep ball. Now he didn't launch any down the field, but that's a lot to ask for of him. But
then he's got his legs.
But then they started off with a bubble screen to start the game.
Well, yeah.
Get confidence in.
But that's also, you want to hit those quick routes.
Well, the first two passes of the game are actually passes.
Yeah, and then he had that, you know, the 40, the crosser to Jaden Reed that he went down.
No, sorry. The first two passes of the game were actually passes. Well, yeah, I would hope.
Well, you would think they would have put that on Willis to start the game. You think,
right.
Especially with Jacob's performance last week. But I
like it, though. Get him that confidence. Get a couple quick, completions. Not, then get Jacobs involved. Yeah. Now you got Malik who can extend the play with his legs or even make the play with his legs.
I just think it was a good game plan because I think obviously the other team was planning on them to run the ball. Mm-hmm. So they came out and passed the first couple downs.
You know,
so.
Yeah, it's the biggest thing that's impressed me with this Packers team this year is just simply the defense, though. It was Jeff Hafley has made such a huge, like switching that defense to a more of a typical 4-3 cover 2, really cover 1. With only having one deep safety, that's his college style. He hasn't incorporated that as much. But, I mean, this point in the season, I mean, there's some bias with this. Xavier McKinney's been the greatest acquisition in the offseason.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Other than the Philly game getting ran up 30 points, the next two games, they've been looking a lot better.
That's
the beginning of the season,
the field condition was horrible.
It was so bad.
The travel was horrible. Now, can I sit here and make all these excuses?
You are.
Of course. For the Packers, of all people. But, I mean, it's... That was a great game.
It was a great game.
To me, that showed a lot about who this Packer team actually is capable of being this season right off the rip.
I know. I have predicted them to lose the last 2 weeks with Willis under quarterback.
For us to be sitting at 2-1 with or 2-0 within Love's absence is crazy to me.
0-1 with Jordan Love this year.
The biggest thing with that week one game and watching that defense, it was like the field conditions were bad. They were bad for both teams. The travel was bad for both teams.
Correct.
We didn't tackle any ball carrier. Everything was arm tackling. There was no gang tackling. They were just giving up on tackling.
Barkley went off that game.
That has been fixed the last two games. You could tell that there was some fire lit in that defense. They've been way more physical the last two games, and they've been, you know, getting to that ball carrier. It was, I mean, for Jalen Hurts, big quarterback, big guy, but for him to carry two people for 4 yards to get a first down on that, I believe it was the second to last drive of that game where it put Philly ahead.
Yep.
Like, you should not have that as a defensive player. Like, I don't care who the quarterback is. You should not be dragging two players 4 yards in the most crucial point of the game on a third down stop.
Yeah.
Like, and that is what seems to be the difference to me the last two games in the defense. Yep. And they're just getting after the ball.
Big test coming up this week, so, you know, for the defense. You know, it's the prove it, I guess, that, you know.
Oh, we'll touch on that later. But I think it's a great test for both teams, honestly.
For sure,
even though the Vikings arguably have been tested the last 2 weeks straight. But... I don't know. We'll get to it. Titans, probably right there next to the Panthers, is the worst team in the league.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Just a complete dumpster fire right now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, Titans fans. If there's a Titans fan out there that wants to come on and tell us what they need to do to fix their woes,
I think they need to get Malik Willis back.
You know where to hit us up. What's up?
I think they need to get Malik Willis back.
Yeah.
As a Colts fan, you like seeing the Titans not doing anything.
Yeah, I'd rather have him have Will Levis. He had that great first game, and now he's looked pretty atrocious.
Yep. So
this week was bad. Yeah. This was a really bad week for him.
The crazy thing is it wasn't as bad as last week.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, he completed 26 of 34. Like, yeah, if you look at just
that pick six at the end of the first quarter, it totally flipped the whole game.
Yeah.
So right there, that game was totally different.
The craziest thing, too, is we had 8 sacks. I can never remember a time when the Packers had 6 in a game, let alone 8 sacks. And Will Levis is a mobile quarterback, you know, so it's that's wild. The other biggest stat to me is we have 7 interceptions this year.
Yep.
Yeah, that's what we had last week.
Yep.
We had 7 interceptions as a whole last year, and we have that through 3 games.
And you called it, you know, for those that are just joining us, Tyler hosted our whole season last year. And like you said, all last season, you needed to get a new DC, need to get him out of here, get somebody, whoever, in place.
I didn't care who at that point.
And when they hired this guy, you were like, okay. Like, I don't know who he is yet, but okay.
Put a warm body in.
You know, and but he seems to be making a massive difference already. Again, arguably a tough NFC North.
It is.
I mean, yes. A good one.
Yeah. It's one of the toughest divisions. It's looking like a 3-team race right now. Yeah, that's for
absolutely.
Sure.
Absolutely. But moving right along, let's hop right into the Ravens traveling to Dallas. Excuse me. Dallas looking like they were going to take this one.
No.
I'm sorry.
Other way around.
Oh, yeah. My bad. Well, no. Look, wasn't Dallas leading, though?
No.
They never led this game?
Ravens were ahead, and Dallas put on...
Ravens are up 21-6.
Okay, yeah. Dallas. So, yeah, 21. Okay, yeah. I'm totally getting that backwards. Must have been Derrick Henry's running that just confused me. Yeah, messed me up.
Probably was.
But we finally saw King Henry this week.
Yeah. I mean, Ravens had 191 yards, like 11 minutes left in the third quarter.
Yeah, dude, it was insane.
You know, like, that's how much they dominated them throughout the whole game.
I think after this week, the Cowboys are now the only team that have let more rushing yards than the Colts. And when you give up 255 to a team, it's pretty easy to do that. But yeah, the Cowboys' rush defense was trashed, and all 75% of the plays that the Ravens ran were runs.
Oh yeah, Lamar got involved.
You can't. That's not a formula to win an NFL game unless you're getting 5, 6, 7 yards a pop. And they were, so they just kept doing it.
Why stop?
Yeah.
Prove you can stop us.
It's like the Packers against the Colts. Why stop?
Yeah. That game was like the Vikings 49ers game, where it should have been more of a blowout than it ended up being. Is how I felt like that game was going.
This wasn't a 3-point game.
No, it was definitely
not. No, absolutely not.
The Ravens tried to give it away, but.
You know what Dak says to that? Jump off. Did you hear that?
Did you see that? I heard that.
Did you see that? He was like, jump off then. Blah, blah, blah. Mm-mm.
But. They can't run the ball. That's what's just killing that offense 100%. Right now. And then the defense is on the field too long.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
No. That's not winning football.
CD only had 67 yards. Like, you got to get him way more involved.
Yeah, he was all frustrated about that. What's cool about CD is after the game, obviously frustrating game, he was still outside signing autographs before he hopped in his Lambo. I think it was the Lambo SUV.
Yeah.
Whatever. I can't remember what that's called.
Might as well spend some of it.
Yeah. But I thought it was cool. He's taking a picture with people. As soon as the picture's done, you know, he's cheesing and then back to, like, you know, probably upset, obviously, that they lost that one.
Yeah.
But what do we need to see from Dallas? Jerry Jones went to the locker room after the game. Who knows what he said?
Yeah.
But you got Jerry coming down there to the locker room. You know, I wonder, is that a thing? You think the players respect that at all? Or like,
well, he's been doing it like that the whole time, so I don't think it's anything new. I mean, they need Emmitt Smith back is what they really need.
They need what?
Emmitt Smith back.
They need that line.
Well, that's not going to happen.
They just can't run the ball. So that's, you know, and their defense, like Parsons, he's still hustling out, you know, watching the tape and over him. He's still flying,
he's a beast.
But a lot of arm tackles on defense, a lot of business decisions going on. So they don't look like a fired up team right now.
If the Cowboys defense isn't getting turnovers, they're not a good defense.
That's true. That's what their whole defense is based off of.
True.
Like when Trayvon had his
was going nuts, when he was going crazy, the defense was everybody wanted to talk about their defense. That was a
great
point.
They were a top 5 defense in the league.
Well, yeah, because they get up and then they just pin their ears back and attack, and then they just sit in their little zone and be aggressive on the ball.
And if you give Dak Prescott a lead, you're usually fine.
Unless
you're in the playoffs. Yeah. But you're usually fine.
It's hard. It's just hard getting the lead in the playoffs.
Yeah, they don't really get the lead in the playoffs. Sorry,
Brandon Cooks isn't really doing enough for them as their second receiver right now either. So, I mean, they're just bracketing CD all day long. Yeah. Ferguson had a decent little game today, but
yeah, I mean, even decent game. He had 95 yards on 6 catches, but he had 11 targets.
Exactly.
It's 5 balls he's not catching.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, 51 attempts for Dak, too.
It's a lot of attempts.
I mean, that again, that means we know we can't run the ball. We know that. So now we have to, you know what I mean? Compared to the other side, Lamar only throwing it 15, but he did run it for 14. So that, you know, that kind of makes up at least part of it. We'll give him 7. But how about the Ravens, though, real quick? 1-2, it's kind of a surprise to me, but they've kind of been in. They were really in that Chiefs game, right?
Yeah.
And then who did they play before that?
Raiders. That was the Raiders, I think, was a fluke game.
I think so, too.
It's a trap game.
I think so, too. And Derrick Henry didn't look like himself at all. Now, can Derrick Henry repeat this next week? You know, we'll see. Obviously, we'd like him to. I'd like him to. I don't have him in fantasy by any means, but they got a tough one coming up against Buffalo. You know, that's a prove it game for the Ravens against a Buffalo team that looks pretty darn good right now.
Because then they fall to 1-3 if they lose that game.
That's tough.
And then travel to Cincinnati. Now, Cincinnati did not look good.
But still, you never know. But, I mean, the unders went 9-5 this week. So currently,
really?
It's early still football. Everyone's still trying to find their identity. So that's why I think some of these teams are, you know, completely changing. Like the Commanders, there was a couple other teams that really just, you're like the Panthers, you know?
Well, look at
the
undefeated teams right now. The Vikings, no way. No way you've seen them going 3-0 right now. The Seahawks, I don't know who they played. No way they went 3-0. And who's the other one?
Steelers and the Bills.
Steelers.
Steelers.
Justin Fields.
Yeah,
undefeated.
Steelers surprised me. Yeah.
Come on.
How's a field be a Bears fan right now watching?
That's the one great thing about the Ravens in their favor, though, is the AFC North's trash this year. The Steelers are not a 3-0 team.
No.
You know? The Bengals
their offense
are,
is not a 3-0 team. I like the Steelers' defense.
Their defense is always going to be, but the Bengals are, who the heck knows? And then the Browns. They look terrible.
Which is crazy because we were, you know, in our preseason show, we were talking up the AFC North. Like, I feel like most people would on paper. It should be a great division. Yeah. It should be close. Last year was insane.
Mm-hmm. All four teams were on above 500 in that division.
Mm-hmm. And I kind of expected to see a repeat of that. Yep. And it is not trending that way.
No, it is not.
It's not trending that way.
What a great football mind this table is.
Yeah, no doubt. Keep listening to us. Here we go. Let's head right into the Bears traveling to Indianapolis. Mike, I'm going to go ahead and let you take this away. Not only do I want to know your opinion on the game, but let us know, you know, since you weren't here for any of the previous weeks, let us know what you're kind of looking for from the Colts this season, now knowing some of the injuries that have happened, you know. But start with that game.
I mean, I think the biggest thing is, a year ago when Anthony Richardson was drafted, franchise, me, everyone's super excited.
Like, all excitement.
The ceiling is pretty high, and there's no limit to how high he can go on this. And watching him play yesterday was not a franchise quarterback. Can't hit the short throws, can't hit the ones that you have to hit, the 4-yard outs, anything below 10 yards, he is just so inaccurate. I think it was 52% for the game.
Yep.
But
do you think it's the speed of the game? Do you think he's still a little bit timid with the injury from last year?
I'm
not questioning anybody's
absolutely.
By any means, you know what I mean?
I think it's inexperience. After watching the Monday night game, Jaden Daniels played 55 games in college. 55.
That's a lot.
Sure.
That's so many games.
Yeah. And they were like high-profile games.
Yeah, he's playing for LSU. Yeah.
Yeah.
And Anthony Richardson, I don't know the exact number, but he's played less than 20 games in the last three years. It's so little. And so that was the big risk with him, was he doesn't have the experience. So I think part of me is still, hey, he just needs to get out there, learn the speed of the game, get some throws in against some real defenses, take some hits. Obviously, the injury last year, like, huge disappointment missing out on season. Only playing 3 games last year.
Yeah, that's a lot of experience.
It's like I watched Jaden Daniels. I'm like, that's who I want Anthony Richardson to be. And he's had 55 games of college experience. Anthony Richardson's got to catch up to that now. So excited about the defense. Leitu Latu, strip sack, fumble. Super exciting to see where his potential can go. I think he's going to be the edge rusher that the Colts have been missing since, I'll go back to Dwight Freeney, probably, okay. Robert Mathis. Oh, okay. You know, right. I'm not saying he's going to be that good. I'm just saying we haven't had anyone since then. Yeah,
sure.
I mean, if he turns into either of those players, amazing. That's super exciting to see. Jonathan Taylor's back. 200 yards.
He's been a stud.
Yep. 200 yard games in a row. Last time he did that was during the MVP season.
Do you have him in fantasy?
I do not have him in fantasy now. Our league is cutthroat. I don't even think he was up for bid this year.
No, he was a keeper.
So. Yeah, I heard you guys were talking smack before.
We played.
One of us won the week two game. Woo, woo. So
we'll see how your picks go this week.
That is true. I'm excited to pick. But yeah, I think it's, this is going to be, I thought this season could be a 9-10 win season if everything turned out right. You know, the 0-2 start obviously puts a big damper on that, but we've still got a lot of young players and a lot of excitement. And I think we can compete for the wild card this year is probably our top end, but just getting Anthony Richardson the experience is huge.
100%. I mean, now of course I clicked off the page, but I'm pretty sure he went 10-for-20 passing and then another 8 rushes. It's just,
yeah.
I don't know. You're putting the ball in his hands. He's got to do something with it. The 8 rushes he only garnered, I believe it was 24 yards. Mm-hmm. Come on. Yeah. It's got to be something if you're not going to throw the darn ball.
And he even said that at the end of the game. Hey, if I'm not throwing it correctly, they talked about him pushing the running back into the end zone, calling out some blitzers that were coming for Jonathan Taylor. Taylor said, hey, AR is helping me out on those. But, yeah. He's got to throw the ball because you can't hand it off and become a one-dimensional defense. Unless you're playing the Cowboys, then you can.
Or unless your defense is really, really good and you can just,
Our defense is not that good.
Yeah.
And we're or if you're playing the Colts.
Yeah. Or if you're Bears.
Dang. But the Colts do got a big test this week. We'll touch on that later.
Yeah,
but
big game.
Big game this week for the Colts. On the Bears side of things, that's a disappointment. If I'm a Bears fan. Now, you're seeing Caleb start taking better steps, though.
Are you?
Better. I am, and I want to hear your piece on this, because I've been curious for a hot minute about Caleb Williams in general. But I don't know. I think he's, this is going to be crazy, but I feel like he's maturing a little bit. How he's seeing the game and realizing it, and how he's answering these questions at the end of the game. You can see some growth there even in the first couple
weeks.
I'll give you that. And I mean, the guy still went 33-for-52, which is, that's a lot of throwing. For 363, 2 TDs and 2 picks. 2 picks were ugly again, but I don't know. I feel like he's improving at least a little bit. Who do they got next week? And then I want to hear you go off on Caleb Williams, because that was a pretty ugly face. They got the Rams, who just pulled the crazy one out themselves this week.
They did.
So
with no receivers.
With no receivers.
Or tackles.
Or any. Yeah. Just,
that team is decimated.
That was a crazy game. But Caleb Williams, what's your take right now? Three weeks in.
With Caleb,
on Team Rob.
I would agree with you that he has matured just in the fact that he's not trying to run around like he was in the Pac-12. He's actually trying to set his feet, look for that receiver, not try to be Superman. Now, that's in one game. For one, you can't ask a rookie quarterback to throw 52 times a game and win a game. That's just not a recipe for success in the NFL. But Caleb has looked pretty porous. He's looked really, really bad. I mean, you can't make an excuse for talent. He has DJ Moore, Roma Dunze, Malik Neighbors, and Marvin Harrison were all in consideration for the first receiver drafted.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Rome came out, had a game, 112 yards on 6 receptions. He proved why he was worthy of that draft stock. But Caleb hasn't. He looks like he's still playing college football.
Yeah, he does.
I mean,
you're not playing in the Pac-12, but
no.
Yeah,
this is NFL football. You're not going to outrun edge defenders in the NFL. You're not going to outrun a lot of D tackles in the NFL.
And it's tough to prove that number one overall pick, because also I would say that Trevor Lawrence hasn't shown me enough to
Bryce Young,
be that
Trevor Lawrence.
Bryce Young, another one. Yeah. So I hear you on that front.
But it's just crazy watching him process, right? He seems to be processing the offense correctly. He's missing throws you don't miss with his caliber. The dude's loaded with potential. Nobody's going to argue
100%.
That.
No, he's got
but
the
it's
skill.
Like, I don't know if he's too much in his mind and if he's trying to be too much. I don't know. I have a joke in one of my group threads that he's just too zesty.
Yeah.
Right? He's just a zesty fella. So I don't know if it's like, I don't know, man. You look at his just demeanor on the sideline, right? It's like there's the side by side with like him and Justin Fields, and it's just like the look of a Bears quarterback. But he hasn't. Like when he was in UFC, he had the energy, he had the passion. That does not seem to be there.
His last year there was different, but yeah, and definitely more energy.
That I think that might be a part of it. Like his last year, he's coming off winning the Heisman. He's on top of the world. He's the number one college quarterback. He would have been the number one quarterback drafted that year. So I don't know if that just got to his head and he can't get it out of it or what. Because I love to see it. Yeah. I'm a Packers fan. The Bears are the biggest rival we have. Sorry, Vikings
fans.
He just wants
to be Patrick Mahomes too much for me. He wants to dance. I watched the All-22 on it. I wanted to see all his receivers he missed, and he missed a ton constantly. He was first read, eyes down, not scrambling. But the offensive lineman's actually not helping him at all.
No.
They're rushing 2.3 average yards per carry. So that's almost like the Dallas scenario right now. It's all on his shoulder. So I'll give him a little bit of break there. But, you know, when you draft a top receiver like that in a second pick, do you think an offensive tackle or an offensive guard would have looked real nice there instead? You already had Allen and Moore. So would that be a difference maker right there? So, yeah, Rome had a nice game, but they also chucked the ball 52 times. So, I don't know. I'm still he's processing at the front at the line a little faster, but he's still missing reads all over the place and throws.
And that's the same thing with Rome. Like, yeah, he had a good game, 112 on six catches, targeted 11 times.
Yeah. And he had like a 50-yarder, one of them. So, so his other five catches were, 70 yards?
Exactly. So, I don't know, man. It's you're right. The lack of run game is you need that as a rookie quarterback, right? Oh, yeah. You can't like
everyone
look
in
at
the NFL needs it.
Look at Malik Willis. You look at Malik Willis. He ain't doing anything he's doing in the air if the Packers aren't running like they are.
For sure. I agree.
But it's and the thing with like the drafting a tackle, they did that last year. They got a right and a left tackle the last 2 years with Darnell Wright, and I think it's Braxton Jones. But they spent their draft capital on that the last 2 years, and they've proven to be they have potential.
So where's the running game then?
That sucks because DeAndre Swift's on my fantasy team.
Yeah. He's almost droppable at this point.
I started Jaleel McLaughlin over him.
Before we move on, the Bears have arguably four games as opportunity coming up. They play LA at home, the Rams, LA at home this week. That could be tough from what we've seen somehow this year from the Rams.
Tough to beat.
Carolina at home. Jacksonville at home. That's three straight home games in a row for the Bears. So they need to take advantage of those opportunities for sure. Then they go on bye, and then they travel to Washington. Yeah, we saw Washington play a heck of a game last night, honestly.
Yeah,
but,
really good.
You know, if the Bears' defense is that good, that's a winnable game for them. So I think they got to
be in that game.
They got to at least go 2-2 in those games, and those two wins better be Carolina and Jacksonville. Yeah.
If they want to get back into it, they need to go 3-1. They need to take the two easy wins.
Agreed.
And I'm excited for that Bears-Washington game. I mean,
I think
top two
be a great
picks.
Game. Yeah.
Nothing more exciting than watching the dude that got picked ahead of you play against you. Jaden McDaniels is going to be on fire for that game, I'm sure.
Oh, for sure.
I mean, at this point, though, the Bears, they're not fighting for anything. They got six games against arguably the toughest division in the league in the NFC North.
Yeah.
That's six losses at this point. Nobody's going to expect them to come close to competing with the division.
They're going
to
beat either the
Lions. So
they're already
at eight losses?
I mean, they could beat one.
I don't know.
They could win one of those
five. Defense will keep them in a bunch of games.
But
don't the Vikings always manage to lose
moving
Chicago?
On. Yeah. Whoops. 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 Mike,
we'll
coming in here
that
thinking,
out real quick.
Mike coming in here thinking he can talk about whatever he wants. Okay. Anyway, last game to recap
on,
really
this is
quick.
A script here.
Yeah, come on.
Sorry, I got off script there. Sorry. Is my microphone,
Fikes,
my microphone still working?
But anyway, real quick, last game to recap. Kind of an interesting one. Eagles in New Orleans. Eagles pull that thing off, 15-12. That was kind of an ugly one for
very
the Eagles,
ugly.
I would
very
say.
3-0 at half.
I think for the Saints, I feel.
Game. Yeah.
But for the Saints, I don't feel that bad. Their offense was non-existent compared to the weeks prior to this point, but you only lost to the Eagles by 3 points. But it's at home. I did expect the Saints to win this game, especially with the momentum they had coming into the game. And again, I don't think Jalen Hurts is on fire right now.
But the Eagles are in disarray.
Yeah. And
from
again,
the end of last year even.
Yeah. And we mentioned it last week. Did Jason Kelce seriously hold that O-line together that hard? Because Jalen Hurts just feels like he doesn't have the time he should. Yes, he still threw for 300 yards, but
they're missing AJ Brown.
Which is huge. Offense. And I think, was it this week that Devontae Smith took a nasty hit too? He's still playing. He's still in the game.
He came back.
He did come back. Okay.
He had a decent game.
Yeah. Smith. Yeah.
Actually, I mean, the tight end Goddard.
I was going to say Goddard had a crazy game.
Goddard went off.
That would have been a fantasy one.
Yeah.
No touchdowns.
Philly's
but 170
record for receiving yards as a tight end.
Yeah.
Really?
Philly record for.
That surprised me with Zach Ertz being there so long.
Yeah.
Wow.
For a tight end specifically?
For a tight end specifically. Okay. Yep.
Wow. So. Wow. And then you had Saquon almost do a King Henry. The same thing. 147 yards, what two tuds.
147 on 17 carries.
What a start to the year for him.
He had a long one in there.
Yeah, he had 65 yards.
Yeah. But then both of his touchdowns came in the second half, in the fourth quarter. So that was the difference of the whole game.
Yeah, still, you're about to say, you take that out, you're still almost at 100 yards on 60.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Hey, I have Barkley on fantasy. I ain't mad about any of those.
I bet.
Wish they were a little higher.
Wish they were a little higher, he says.
But, yeah, for me, maybe just a little off game for the Saints, see if they can rebound. Again, I didn't expect the Saints to do anything this year. So the fact that they did what they did to Dallas really surprised me. So who do they got next?
I'm Eagles curious. D kind of showed up today. They did. Carter, Jalen Carter played a heck of a game.
That dude's a dog.
Well, we all thought he was in, but he hasn't really showed out since
last year he was, in my opinion, he was the defensive rookie of the year last
Interesting.
Year.
I guess I didn't watch
it. It was
Eagles
more towards like the
year.
End of the year, like the last half of the season, he was just on an absolute tear.
So that when dude's the Vikes played him, he didn't
monster.
Do anything.
No, but I'm telling you, that Eagles defense was great. I'm just so sold on it.
You love
them. Just so sold on the idea of what they did to
all
build that young defense.
They got. Yep.
All from already a championship-winning team. I'm sold on it. Just give them time to marinate. I know I keep saying it, but
Bond, the addition of Zach Bond on that defense has been huge, too. It was a get-back game for Bond, too, because he was on the Saints. But he was all over the field against the Packers. I mean, I don't know. He little close to home there, being a Badger, but
yeah.
He's really had a good year overall. At the end, they made it tight. Carr had a really bad interception on the last possession
fashion. Yes,
you're like, oh, we just got to kick a field goal. We have 50 seconds on the clock. Let me chuck one down the middle real quick to hope and pray.
Yeah,
on second and five.
Don't worry, it's Derek Carr versus Kirk Cousins next week. That's who they play. They go to Atlanta. I wonder if the Saints will be able to handle that.
What's Atlanta's record? Are they 1-2 or 2-1?
Atlanta is 1-2.
1-2.
But that's a tough 1-2. Atlanta's played a little bit better than I thought as well at this point in the season. It's a tough 1-2. I'll give them that. But they're 0-2 at home. So
yeah, Eagles are their only win.
Right. And then they played the Chiefs
played
real
the
close.
Steelers.
This past week
they
should
have beat the Steelers.
Well, they look
great
jumped.
Game against the Chiefs.
And great game against – that's what I mean. It's a tough 1-2.
Yeah, it was a good game.
Yeah,
it was
a tough 1-2.
Two fourth downs that they didn't convert if either one of them goes their way.
And we're going to be talking about a third down here in a minute. But.
I just love seeing Bijan get the ball.
Finally.
He's
God,
a beast.
It's so relieving.
He's
I didn't have
beast.
Him in
He's
fantasy last year or this year. It's just like get that dude the ball. Yeah.
He's fun to watch.
He really is. He's like a Barkley with – more athleticism,
if that's possible,
like, a little bit more power,
maybe more power than athleticism, I would say. But it's like that dude just looks like a wrecking ball.
He does,
he's elite.
So,
his one cut,
it's like Derrick Henry and Barkley combined,
His like one cut, he has so much explosiveness out of that one cut that he just leaves people just fending for their jockstrap. Yeah, it's cool to watch, man. It's also cool seeing a running back wear number 7. I just find that neat.
I mean, he's also he's thick, man.
He's a big boy.
5'11", 215.
He's a big boy.
He will run you over.
Yeah,
He's a big boy. He will run you over.
And they can spell him with Algier. And I mean, they got a great backup. And
for sure.
Bijan's even talked about it's great to get a breather on those longer drives.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, and you're not necessarily worried about too much with Algier going in the game. He didn't
have a 1,000-yard rusher 2 years ago.
I was going to say he didn't have a bad season.
Yep.
You know, but moving right along here, just to update the standings for this past week. Our guest Ben from last week went 2-3. Rob,
2-3.
Yours truly, 3-2. And Matt going 4-1.
That a boy,
last
Matt.
Week. Matt going
fired
4-1.
Up for you, buddy.
Yeah, fire up, Matt. And then Jake, who was our guest from the first couple weeks, he ended up going 2-3. So on the season, I'm leading, believe it or not, at 9-6. We all know that. Rob, right in second place, 8-7. Jake at 6-9. Matt at 6-4. And Ben, since it was his last week, 2-3 will be his season standings at the moment. I will be sending Jake, Matt, Ben all of the picks so we can keep this thing rolling with them as well as Mike now and Tyler, who do not have any season standings at the moment. But they will next week.
They're perfect so far.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I haven't missed a pick yet.
What a... Well, yeah, I mean, if you're 0-0, you still don't have a win percentage. Sorry, my brain was like, yeah, they got a great win percentage. Well, you can't have a win percentage if you don't win anything. But anyway, moving on. Again, another week in a row that I'm bad at math, and it shows.
Attaboy.
All right, so with that,
Kev. Put it into the Excel sheet. It'll do the math for you.
What's up? Yeah. Well, I got to figure that out, too. But with that, Kev, let's head right into our 10 talk. And starting right off with the injuries, we'll just go right down the list here. Brock Purdy got an MRI, revealed pretty much nothing. He's day-to-day, though, with some back soreness. Got to have him. Chargers are screwed this week. Both Chargers offensive tackles, Joe Alt, Rashawn Slater, both to miss the game against the Chiefs. Herbert right now with a high ankle sprain re-aggravated that thing, so he's probably questionable. Heinicke will probably start for him if Herbert can't go. So probably not the end of the world for the Chargers, but still you'd rather have Justin Herbert out there.
Yeah,
Sam Darnold went down in the Vikes game. We were all holding our breath as Nick Mullins ran onto the field, but Sam Darnold's MRI was clean. So he just got a little bruise in the knee, but he'll be all right.
Thank you, football guys.
Looking to start next week. I'll throw it to Tyler at the end of this to give us a little Jordan Love update, so I'll move on. Skylar Thompson. Went down with a rib injury for the Dolphins. It's iffy if Skyler can go. If he can't, their options most likely are going to be Tim Boyle or Tyler Huntley.
Good luck.
Tim Boyle. There's only one answer there.
Yeah. Right.
Forfeit.
Right. After last night's game, Bengals offensive tackle Trent Brown done for the season after tearing his patellar tendon.
That sucks.
That's a big
out. That's a big loss.
Adam Thielen. Love Adam Thielen. Placed on IR with a hamstring injury. So what jumps out? But before we do that, what's our Jordan Love update?
We don't have much. So LaFleur came out today and said that, they're doing everything they can to get him to play this week. It's obviously a huge game. But it was kind of, he started practicing in limited participation last week. He started yesterday's practice as limited participation. Now, we don't know what that means. That could mean that he's actually on the field studying, like going over reps with the team. They're not going to release that. There's no media coverage on that aspect of it. So we'll see. I mean, it looks like all signs are pointed towards him playing. But
if he's not 100%, would you start him this week if you're Matt LaFleur?
I would say if he is over 75%, I would start him. I like my chances with the 75% Jordan Love over a limited Packers offense with Malik Willis. Seen great things out of Malik Willis, but we're not playing. Sorry, the Colts or the Titans. This is a pivotal
it's
game.
It's a division game.
Mike's like, I'm not coming back next week.
Yeah. it's a pivotal game in the division right now, and the way the Vikings defense is playing, I mean, we need all hands on deck. And
for sure,
you know, like I said, I've loved what I've seen in Willis, but I'll take a 75% J
Love.
I mean, with Love having the full playbook, even if that playbook won't be full, it'll be limited. Just the overall knowledge of where every receiver's going on every route, you have all these plays open to you. Got to get creative against this Flores defense. Love's in the game; they're gonna bring pressure. So, well, we're getting into the preview for the next game here, but I mean, it's just a whole different ball game when you got Malik Willis in there. You put 7-8 in the box, and you trust that Vikings secondary to go and beat these young receivers. Hopefully, LaFleur can get them open, but I think we need to score 21-24 points to have a hanging chance in this game.
Ooh. All right, well, we'll see if he plays.
Oh snap! Anything
all
else?
Signs are pointed towards him playing, as much as they'll say that, right?
Yeah.
Everything's so
I have a feeling he's not going to play.
I think he'll play.
You know,
I think he'll play.
Right, we're 2-2 here.
Yeah, the Vikings fans are like,
he's not playing.
Nope. Just putting it in like Love's mindset, right? Like, huge game in the season. Like, he's going to do everything he can to want to play in that game. I think if he doesn't play, it's a doctor's decision.
Sure.
Or a team decision.
Fair enough. Nothing else really sticks out to me other than the Chargers are probably going to lose to the Chiefs this week. But again, we'll get into that in our preview, as that will be one of the games we're previewing. So. Great on Sam Darnold. We'll see him this week. But other than that, we'll just head right into our news here.
So before we get on that there, so great on Sam, MRI clean, even with like soreness or the limited mobility there. I mean, that could be big too.
Ah.
He'll be all right.
He'll
be a higher percentage.
Jordan Love's
Jordan
not
Love,
playing
so.
Sam Darnold in the game.
Sounds true. Like the Vikings fans just think the quarterbacks are fine just how they are.
Yeah, exactly.
Darnold's
100, sitting right now.
Love is zero. Got it. That's where this is at.
That's what we're going with. To start off the news, Derwin James Jr. for the Chargers suspended one game for a hit he had on Pat Freiermuth.
It's not just that hit though. It's repeated failure to like follow the NFL's like safety rules or something, like how they termed it.
Yeah.
Just like, is this dude just a headhunter or what?
He's a repeated offender.
Which he hasn't always done. That's kind of a newer development for him. He'll come down and hit you hard, it's a little bit different now.
15 years ago, this isn't a thing.
Yeah.
New age NFL.
Talking about it. Yep.
100%.
Bring it back.
I just wanted to mention this. I don't know if it's really worth it, but Bryce Young is expected to start again this season, according to Ian Rapoport.
Who cares?
Does that even matter? Like, I mean, for Bryce Young on a personal level, for sure it does. Like,
does
you
it?
Think he wants
Do you
want to
play?
That's just a
probably
comp.
Not for the Panthers.
Yeah,
probably not for the Panthers.
Yeah, isn't that just a confidence saying that like someone in the organization is like, all right,
could
we're gonna
be.
Leak this out.
You know who it's
something?
Not? You know who's not saying that? David Tepper.
Exactly.
That's the thing. Is it a confidence? Is somebody in that organization going to try to build this confidence?
Yeah.
Well, no. If you want to trade him, you're going to be like, you know.
If Skylar Thompson's injured, do the Dolphins go after Bryce Young?
I don't think they would. You would have to offer so much draft capital being one year off of the first overall pick.
I don't think Carolina's going
to
charge that much.
You have to.
How about
he's number one
three-way
pick
trade.
Last year.
Stafford to Miami. Bryce Young to the Rams, and then draft picks over to the Panthers.
Oh, God. I mean, I think Miami is happy, but I don't think
they get Stafford.
What? Yeah, I think Miami's happy.
Why would
think
LA
any,
do that?
Yeah, why would LA
well,
do that?
Well, because they're already hurt. They're, you know, are there, is their season?
They're 2-1.
Well, I know. I don't know how.
They're 2-1. They just beat the Niners.
They've got Sean McVay.
All
they're
right,
always
going
to have
fine.
A chance.
Maybe in the offseason.
But it's kind of a reset for them, too, is if they did go that way.
Is it? The last year, everybody thought it was going to be a reset, and they damn near made the – they did make the playoffs.
They
did
make the playoffs.
Yeah.
With late
I don't
run,
know. I don't
right?
think, I don't think resets in McVay's vocabulary.
No.
All right.
I don't think LA says yes to that at all.
And they gave up so much to get Stafford.
True, but what if they got something back, though?
Yeah, they got a Super Bowl.
Price and a draft pick.
I don't think the Panthers are considering a Bryce Young trade. You can't. They think of what they gave up to get Bryce Young.
They did
There's
give up
still
a lot.
Whole another draft
I would,
pick coming
I would
Chicago's
hope,
way.
I would hope for the Panthers that they're not giving up that early on Bryce Young.
If it's not for two first rounders, why would you make that trade? And who's giving up two first rounders for Bryce
Young?
Yeah,
no.
He's like a fourth rounder. Maybe a second rounder.
Yeah. Maybe a second.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll if somebody's it. Offering you a first-round draft pick for Bryce Young right now, that's tough.
That's tough, man.
That's tough.
I think if somebody offers one first-rounder, I think they take it.
Because let's say they wait, and now you're in next season, and if Bryce Young's the same player, you're not getting first-round draft pick for him next season.
Nope.
Yeah,
so if somebody calls at the right price, maybe they do take that.
I just don't see anybody giving
need.
That much up.
Yeah. I don't think
they
would give up.
Miami though. They're the desperate one.
Yeah, right. Miami is built to win right now.
But think of who they could get a proven like backup in the league right now.
Oh,
like
absolutely.
A Ryan Tannehill, a Joe
Flacco. Why haven't they then?
I think they believe in Skylar Thompson.
If he's healthy to go, that was a nasty hit he took. Yeah. I mean, he's hurt.
That was
he's hurt.
Yeah.
So
I don't know. It's tough though because it's like.
I mean, I'm a Dolphin fan, I want some kind of move.
I'm calling for Joe Flacco.
But is yeah okay.
If I'm a Dolphins fan, I do not want Bryce Young. I was just wondering if they would do it. But, yeah, I mean, I want somebody like...
I'll take a Mitch Trubisky right now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Tannehill, yeah. Trubisky.
Let's throw his name out there. Russell Wilson.
Russell Wilson was the other one out there.
See, that'd be a move for Miami. I think.
Yeah.
If Russell I'm Pittsburgh, Wilson. I'm entertaining that. What else are you going to get out of Russell? Justin Fields won you 3 games.
Yep.
Yeah.
And he's like 10 years younger.
Yeah.
The
sure.
only problem with Russell Wilson, so the Dolphins is a timing throwing offense, and I don't think he's a timing throwing quarterback.
But
he likes to scamper.
Which,
he likes to you know, make plays on his feet. He doesn't.
Is he in Madden an improviser? Yes, is that what they call it?
Yeah, exactly.
Look at that. But even that, though, if he's put in a system that just requires him to hit that target that's open because you're throwing to the two fastest players in the NFL.
True. But in any system, it's always throw it to the open receiver, and Caleb Williams still doesn't do that.
Well, but let's look at experience here.
I know. That was the first name that came to my mind.
No, but that would be interesting, though, if like Pittsburgh would entertain that. I don't know why they wouldn't, but Miami's got to do something. They got to do something. They have a team something. Ready to win now.
Yeah, they do.
Offense. Yeah, you can't send Tim Boyle out there.
No.
But no. Yeah, moving on to something that probably will not be a debate. This might be short. Kansas City at Atlanta this week. Kind of a late no call as far as like late in the game on a 3rd and 5 from the 6-yard line, about 4 minutes left. Looked like a clear PI to me. I mean, who was it? Drake London was the receiver?
No, Pitts.
It was Pitts. Okay, yeah. I mean, he was getting pretty much tackled before the ball even was near him. It was that PI.
Nah, dude. Let him play. Oh. I'm just kidding.
It was for sure PI.
For sure. For sure.
Around.
Yeah, he didn't turn his head. Yeah.
He never looked for it.
It's just another instance of the refs being on KC's side. I mean, it's like, I hate to say that and talk about it, but it's so many constant occurrences at this point where it has to be talked about.
I didn't even want to bring that up, and because, like, I think the Chiefs are good. Again, as I said a couple weeks ago, I think the Chiefs could actually three-peat, but...
Yeah, you did.
It does suck to see that type of no-call.
It does. Yeah. And it's like, are the refs winning the Chiefs games?
It makes you question it, you know? And there's never been a three-peat in the NFL, and blah, 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 and we can just, you know...
You want them to earn it if they earn it.
The saying goes, you know, things roll downhill.
Saying Goodell's a Swiftie, bro?
Hey, man, he could be. And right before we move on from news, I got something I got to throw in there really quick for old time's sake. How's our Rodgers watch looking, buddy?
Rodgers watch? Well, that's a less of a concern nowadays.
Yeah.
But pretty damn good if you watch that last game.
Yeah. Yeah, not bad.
I'm glad to see him back in the league, back performing. You know, I've always loved Rodgers. I think it was one of the smartest things he could do is venture outside of Green Bay from what they was given to him. It sucks.
Sure.
But I'm not too unhappy now with number 10.
I bet not.
Makes it a lot easier. I can tell you that much.
I bet not. We're annoyed.
Yeah.
Us Vikings fans are annoyed. You have a third quarterback
that sucks
in a row.
Well, we kind of missed out on him. Now, you think about the Brett Favre back in the day. 1 year at the Jets, did horrible. Well, last year he got hurt, so he didn't have a chance to do bad.
Sam Darnold.
And then he
could have
came here. But we
I don't think.
I mean, you got Sam Darnold.
Well, true. But
for this season.
Yeah.
Oh.
I know.
No. So how you guys feel? That'll be another time.
Yeah. All right. Fair enough. I just wanted to end it with that because we always used to ask you that.
Yeah.
It was a thing.
Rodgers, watch. So. He's looking good in number 8.
He's looking good.
Not in green, though. I don't know. It looks weird.
It does look weird.
It does look green.
It looks weird.
Yeah, he looks weird in that green.
Can't say that I tune into the Rodgers Tuesday on the McAfee show much anymore.
You don't?
No.
No point. No point. Anyway, with that, let's move on to Bonehead Move of the Week.
Genius!
So, I got two quick boneheads. The first one actually happened at the Vikings game, of course. Right at the end of the game, we got fans fighting in the stands, which is wild for Minnesota. I don't think I've ever seen a video of fans fighting at a Minnesota game, but Minnesota Houston fan made it happen. So disappointing for me. So that's just a personal bonehead move of the week. But the real bonehead move of the week, honestly, for me, came from Bengals defensive back Cam Taylor-Britt. As last week he was talking all this talk before the Commanders game on how they're a nice college offense. And Jane Daniels lit him up. And honestly, what's the coach there?
What team?
Zach Taylor was pretty disappointed in the comments. That's not what we do. You know, we're humble in our wins and our losses, but we don't talk before the game. So he's pretty disappointed in that. But how do you guys feel about the chirping before the game just to go out there and take the L?
don't know. I mean, you gotta be confident, right? Yeah. Especially as a DB, I like the little bit, you know, a little swagger to it.
But it's a DB thing to do, man. DB's a receiver.
That interception he had was absurd. Yeah. Catch of the year so far.
Yeah. So like he's 2-for-1 right now. We'll give him that.
You're cutting him slack.
Yeah.
I
like a little.
He's out of bone.
Not everyone needs to be friends.
Fair enough. No, I agree with that.
The cool thing is he doubled down.
Yeah.
After he doubled down, he's like, I wasn't saying it was like a shot at him. I'm just saying it's a college style offense. And it's like, buddy, you got y'all got exposed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No. 21 of 23.
But it's Cliff Kingsbury. It is a college offense.
It is. Exactly. 100%.
It's not like he was not telling the truth.
Why would you do anything else,
though? We're not talking about that part.
All right. Sorry.
I'm with Rob, though. I like it. Bring the shit talk back.
All right. Fair enough.
I like hearing it, but if you get 38 dropped on you, I want to hear what you have to say now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which he accepted it. He accepted it. He was like, hey, it is what it is. You know, I said it. I still stand by it. You know, he accepted it. But I just thought it was funny. But that is week 4's Bonehead Move of the Week. And to start off week 4, right? We're in week 4. Yes, we
yes,
are.
We
going
are.
Into week 4.
Quarter of the way done
for
almost.
For some reason. But week 4, Vikings traveling to Lambeau. Banner with the boys. Game of the week. That's going to be tough. And honestly, I want to start with you, homie.
I'm glad this game's in Lambeau. With the obvious injury that we have to our quarterback. I think it's going to be a really, really, really close game, regardless of who's the quarterback, just because I believe that much in LaFleur's system. I'm excited to see what our defense is going to do against what's turned out to be a top tier offense this year. I think the biggest thing that's going to be a deciding factor in this game on the defensive side of the ball for the Packers is how much pressure we get on Darnold. He really hasn't been pressured this year. Your offensive line's played great.
Two best left tackles in football.
Yeah.
Well, that's very arguable, but let's just go past that. I'm still not taking anybody above Trent Williams at left hand.
All right, second best.
We'll take
second there. That's a good call.
What it's going to come down to is how much pressure we can get on the quarterback and if we can get these timely turnovers, right? Xavier McKinney's been on fire. Let's see if he can get one on the back end. And if Malik Willis starts, it's going to be a heavy run game with that intermediate passing, but I am going to take my Packers.
Going to take your Packers. Whew. Rob?
Close game, though. I really do think it's going to be a really, really good game.
I think it's going to be a really good game. So especially if Willis starts, you're going to get a lot of those quick passes that I think it kind of counters Flores' pressure. It's hard to get pressure on when the ball goes out of hand. Like that was an advantage last week that Stroud and them, they like run deeper routes. So I think it's all about Jacobs, whether they can get him run. The Vikings been a little bit sus on stopping the run a little bit. Vikings offense, though, on the other side, establishing the run. And, I'd really like to have Addison and Hawkinson full force against in this game.
What's Addison's status this week?
Probably out. I haven't heard any whispers of him actually playing.
Another injury
all.
On my fantasy team.
So, I think it's going to be a close game. But it's really hard to predict without knowing what quarterback's going to start.
It'd be a lot easier. That's tough, though, too, just because of, like, regardless of, like, it's such a different offense with who's at quarterback.
Yeah.
It's just.
The other way, though, is if Love is and then they run a little longer, deeper routes, does that play more into the Vikings' defense? Is they have to pass protect for longer against a very confusing, schemed style of defense? So I'm going Vikes for sure on this game, but it's gonna be a barn burner. So I'm excited. It's gonna be fun.
Yeah, according to KLC, whatever this means to you, he is optimistic that Addison will play on Sunday.
Oh, play a little head games. The Packers are doing that with Love. We can do it back now.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah, Mike, what we got?
Yeah, I mean, this is definitely in contention for game of the week this week. I think this and Bills Ravens are probably what I'm most excited for. I think it does come down to who plays quarterback for the Packers. I think if Malik starts, the Vikings win. If Love starts, I think the Packers win. I think Love will start, so I'm going to go with the Packers.
Ouch. I don't think that's correct. Mike will not be back next week.
New unscheduled guest will be here.
Yeah, new unscheduled guest. yeah, I gotta go Vikes, but I mean, I agree, it's gonna be tough. I like what you were starting to say earlier with Jordan Love in the game. If Jordan Love plays, Flores is sending the pressure. He's gonna test out. What's the injury? Is it his knee? I can't remember. Jordan Love.
Test out his mobility.
Yeah.
It's an MCL.
Give him a test. Make sure see how mobile he actually is. Adjust from there and then attack that if Jordan Love plays. So even if Jordan Love plays, for me, the only thing they have going for him is Lambeau's a tough place to play. But, yeah, I got to go Vikes no matter who's starting at quarterback this week.
Got one name this to say week. That's my X factor for the package in this game, and it's Tucker Kraft. Not just his ability to play that intermediate short passing game, but if Flores is bringing that pressure, we're going to have to offset that edge, and he's going to have to chip and help in the run game.
Interesting. And
it's
more so
for his chipping and his overall pass pro and helping out with that than his overall production in terms of stats, but Tucker Kraft,
X factor for the Vikes.
Yeah. Is there any injuries for the Packers that, not obviously a Love, but anything else that you got a lineman or anybody that's, questionable or anything like that? I guess I didn't look into their injury report at all.
So Jordan Morgan, our first round pick this year, went down in the week 2 game against the Colts. He didn't play, I don't believe, any snaps last week. No, he might play this week, but he's not a starter anyway.
Okay.
I do like him at right guard over Sean Ryan. I'm not a fan of him. Rashid Walker went down last game. Believe he did come back in the game, though. He's a starting left tackle.
Okay.
But outside of that, no. I mean, like,
pretty clean right now.
Knock on wood. Yep. The Packers have been one of the few teams in the NFL the Vikings got Addison, but and Hockenson. Like one of the few teams in the NFL that are actually like healthy right now. We don't have any starters
glaring,
other than the huge one. Which is wild because the Packers have historically always been hurt. Like every year we get something. I don't know what
Bakhtiari was injured for like 5 years in a row.
We don't need to bring that name up.
5 years in a row getting paid a
Let's
crazy
just remove that memory from the.
Look, I've made fun of the Vikings. I got to bring some your way too.
All right, so you're going Vikings. Is that what I'm getting out of
Absolutely
that?
Absolutely not.
He's changing it. All right. Pittsburgh traveling to Indianapolis. Mike, I'm letting you take this.
All right. Absolutely. I mean, I don't see the Pittsburgh starting the season 4-0. It's a home game. Anthony Richardson knows he played like trash last week. He's gotta have a game that redeems himself. And so I think that's this game. I don't think he's going to throw it 50 times like Caleb Williams did. I think they're still going to feed Jonathan Taylor, but they're going to mix in and Anthony Richardson's going to perform. I see Richardson having 2 touchdowns, a solid 65% completion and getting it done versus the Steelers.
Okay.
How many turnovers can they have and still win?
Ooh. I think they can have one. Yeah.
One. So if they get to 2 and then
if they get to 2, then the defense needs they gotta be +1.
Okay.
They gotta be +1. So if we have 1, then we gotta get 2 from them.
All right.
I feel that.
So
yeah, I think 2 would just be too much to overcome for the Colts right now.
Yeah. I mean, with the way the offense is playing, Michael Pittman hasn't gotten going beyond a couple of 40 and 50 yard passes, which are great. Nobody's really gotten anything in the receiving game. So I'd love to just see 10 catches for 100 yards for Pittman. More receptions. Let's just get it
get
out
the
there.
Move,
10 yard curls.
Yeah, exactly. Yep. It does. I mean, Anthony Richardson can throw the ball, and I think that. We do need a couple of those plays every game, but we've got to have the 5 to 15 yard completions in there.
For sure. We'll go back the other way then. So me, I'm taking the Colts all day. I don't know. The Colts at home is just a good feeling for me. And I also agree. I don't think the Steelers are going to start the season 4-0. They got to come back to earth at some point, which is why I almost took the Packers, but just can't do it. My soul can't do it.
Bad boy.
But
can't pick against your own team.
No, not going to happen. Not when they're 3-0, buddy. Yeah. I think the Colts will be able to take it to them, but I kind of agree with that. I mean, over one turnover would be a problem. Yeah. Would be a problem for the Colts this week. Rob.
Yeah, this is a tough one. I mean, I feel like this is almost like if you flip Chicago and Pittsburgh in this scenario, it's the same game as last week. It's going to be tight. It's going to be close. I do have Indy sneaking it out in a close game, too.
Another 15-12 game like the Eagles-Saints.
Yeah, I mean, Yeah, it's
don't make me watch that.
I honestly, I guess it'll be a sloppy, low-scoring game is how it's going to be. Both defense, I mean, the Steelers' defense does fly all over the field, so they're going to give the Colts a little bit. I think the X factor in it is Taylor. He's having a wonderful year, and if Richardson doesn't turn over the ball, I mean, even last game he turned over the ball and they still won. So,
T.J. Watt's healthy, yeah.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
He's on a tear this year, dude.
That's tough part
that's
right
the, you
there.
Know that's their X factor if he gets 3-4 times, but he is that's what I think the other side is. Richardson is such a big stout quarterback that I feel like he can shut off one or two of those sacks that typically other quarterbacks don't, so that might be the difference maker there too.
I'll give him that, and has the legs to get out. Yeah, if he can feel it coming.
Who's getting out of Watt, dude?
I know. That's a great point.
Maybe Nick Herbert on the other side, but I don't know if you're escaping Mr. TJ.
Who you got?
I'm also going to take the Colts on this one. I'm with you guys. Pittsburgh has to come back to earth here. Colts have a solid defense. They need to feed Jonathan Taylor. He needs to get 30 to 35 carries a game right now until Richardson figures out.
That's a lot.
He had 23 last week. They won the game against the Packers. If they would have kept feeding Jonathan Taylor, they probably would have squeaked that one out in the game. We couldn't stop him. And you just stopped giving him the ball. So I didn't understand that, but you need the Colts need to stop relying on Richardson as much as they are, and just feed Taylor, and Pittman has to get going. I'd love to see 12 targets for Pittman, even if it's 7 or 8 catches. Give the ball to him, give him a chance, 10 to 12 times.
You just
a game.
Paid him like a number one, so he's got.
He had 6 targets last game. You cannot have that out of a wide receiver of his caliber. Yeah, Alec Pierce has been really fun to watch.
Yeah.
I think that's where you can hit the Steelers defense is that big play. They're prone to that big play because of that. If they're reliant on that rush, if that rush isn't hitting home and you're giving Richardson that time, Pierce
has got the arm
up.
To beat it. Yeah. Yep.
Dude, his arm is silly. It's crazy.
Who's the matchup going to be on that right tackle versus TJ for the Colts?
I don't know.
I don't even know the tackle over there. Either way,
clueless.
They'll probably be chipping in and running back over there the whole
Nelson's
time.
Nelson's the guard over there. I don't know. I don't remember who the tackle
Nelson's
is.
Nelson's the other guard.
It would
right?
be Braden yeah. Smith, who's actually decent
Braden
right,
yeah,
right
he's
tackle
a good,
in the league.
He's a good tackle.
Oh, yeah.
Braden. Nelson's on the side.
Yeah, I know Braden. Oh, yeah. I don't like
that. Sorry,
guy.
Buddy.
Yeah.
I know you're an avid listener. We apologize.
Yeah. Come on the show. Anyway, Chiefs traveling to the L.A. Chargers. I'll go ahead and start this one being a Chargers fan, and they're going to lose this week. There's no chance. You're missing your tackles. That's so huge. Justin Herbert's a maybe. So if he's a game-time decision, I'm not playing him. Missing my two top tackles, I'm not playing Justin Herbert. I don't care. Against the Chiefs, I'm sorry. Like, I'll send Heinicke out there as the one that's slated to start if Herbert can't go. I think J.K. Dobbins has had a nice year to start kind of rejuvenating himself. But it's not going to be enough. We know the refs are on the Chiefs side. I'm just kidding. I'll try to not bring that up. But, I think the Chiefs are just way too dominant right now, although we've seen them in some real tight games, but this one will not be.
Keeping
that.
It interesting. Scriptwriters got it down tight, you know?
Here we go. But this one will not be that as much as it hurts my heart.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll just pop in here real quick. I think this isn't be a blowout, actually. I mean, I guess losing the tackles, I'm trying to think who the Chiefs DNs are, but you got Jones in the middle, so I guess that's the matchup is not against new tackles most of the time, but sometimes they'll put Jones out on the edge anyways. So, the Chargers aren't just going to have enough in this game. I think the Chiefs are going to pick this pretty quick.
Yeah, and home field advantage for this week I feel like does not matter. Chiefs fans will travel. And they're all over the country.
Oh. You're playing in L.A. There's no such thing as either of the Los Angeles teams. They don't have home games.
Like a true home
game. Look at the crowd last week, it was red.
49ers fans.
Yeah.
It was red. Yep. It's insane.
Yep.
Yeah, I was at that stadium a couple years ago, and it was definitely – I mean, it was a Chargers game, but, yeah, there was tons of fans. So. Yeah, and just random fans.
Yeah.
So
for sure. Go for it.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I really want to pick the Chargers here. I am not as high up on the Chiefs right now. Patrick Mahomes, average distance.
Does not play that great.
No, he does not look good. He does not look like Patrick Mahomes. Unfortunately, I just don't think the Chargers, without their tackles, are going to be the team to take them down right now. They don't need Patrick Mahomes. They just need to be competent in any way, shape, or form. I'll take the Chiefs. I think it'll be close. The Chargers are going to run a lot, but Yeah, without your tackles, you're not going to run.
Yeah, and Derwin James, yeah.
And Derwin James, yeah.
That's exactly what I was going to get at is, like, this is a game for Travis Kelce to show who Travis Kelce is simply because Derwin James isn't guarding him. Yep. Derwin James has been, like, the only thing close to kryptonite as there is possible for Travis Kelce. He shattered him every game, and it's two times a year. Chiefs are going to run away with this one. Derwin James isn't just, like, his physical presence on the field, but he's the vocal leader of that defense. Yep.
I agree
and,
with that.
I mean, I don't care if it's the, you know, Burnsville's high school team's ends of charge running against him here. You're not going to be able to protect Herbert. He's hobbled. You got George Karlaftis, great name. Yep. And then I don't know who the other edge rusher is, but the Chiefs are going to walk through the Chargers in this one, which sucks because I like the Chargers too.
Yeah.
I think this is the highest spread, I think, in Vegas.
I would imagine so.
Maybe there was one other one that was at 7, but yeah.
I'd imagine so. So far, our picks have not been entertaining, but it's about to get interesting. The Bills traveling to Baltimore.
Ooh.
That's a toughie.
I don't want to start with this one.
I can go first on this one.
Yeah,
I'll jump in. I haven't gotten first yet, so.
You did for Indy, you liar.
Oh, I did. Damn it.
But we already knew we were going to pick anyway. So
that's not really a surprise pick from the Indy fan. So, both teams just played out last week. Josh Allen is having an amazing year. He's got the most games now ever with 250 yards passing, 40 yards rushing, and 4 passing touchdowns. So, kind of a unique stat, but he just does everything for that team. They took away his best receiver. And he just said, fine, I'll throw to everybody else. So I don't think the Ravens are going to get 255 yards passing or rushing on the Bills defense this week. They'll know to contain that and make Jackson beat him through the air. So I'm going to go with the Bills.
Going with the Bills.
Ooh. Yep.
Going with the Bills. Okay.
Circle the wagons. I like it. That's the Colts in him right there.
Tyler. We got Bills at Baltimore.
I'll second Mike on this one. I think the Bills are going to take this one too. Josh Allen's playing out of his mind right now. As crazy as this is to say, I think one of the best things to happen to that Bills offense is taking Stephon Diggs out of it. Now Josh
Allen out of the locker room.
Take that out of the equation. Right? That's an obvious. But like taking him off the field and not giving Josh Allen that true number one threat is forcing him to view the field and just finding the open guy and not just looking at that Diggs as the first guy. So I think the Bills offense, James Cook has been, he's looked great this year.
Oh, yeah.
Josh Allen, what he can do with the pass and the run game. Their defense is playing solid. The Ravens, I mean, like you said, it's a very, very like questionable 1-2 they're at right now. But at the end of the day, they're 1-2 and they lost to the Raiders, who just lost to the Panthers. So they didn't look good.
Well, when you put it like that.
Right.
It's like,
easy
win. With Ravens at home, and Von Miller looks a little bit more back to form, this Bills team is humming right now, so I can't go against. Until I see that prototypical Josh Allen 2-touchdown, 3-turnover game, I'm sticking with him. It's going to happen.
That is funny that you mentioned that. 100%
will happen.
Oh, all right, Tyler, tell him how that's going to happen.
Yeah, no, that's funny you mention it because the Bills will lose their next two games. Straight up.
Distinctly possible.
They play the Ravens, and then they go to Houston, I believe. Do they travel to Houston? Yes, they do. They play their next three games are away. Baltimore, Houston, and the Jets. So I think they lose not only this game, but also to Houston, and then they think they go on an absolute tear and snap out of it. I know that's ridiculously out of pocket considering how well they've played this season. I think they're going to struggle. I think this is where we see Lamar just go off on the ground with his legs. I think they're going to struggle to contain Lamar, and it's just going to be tough. We might see a return. Is Mark Andrews healthy?
He is.
I think this is a game where we finally see him.
I think Isaiah Likely is just too damn good to put him on the...
Absolutely.
Isaiah's got to be their new number one. Yeah.
They're running two tight ends the whole time.
Yeah.
12 personnel. The definition of 12 personnel. Yeah.
So they're both on the field.
But yeah, for me, it's Ravens this week. I don't know. It's I don't know. I just feel like the Bills are going to lose their next two games. They just kind of go up and down as the season goes. But I think they're going to get really hot and they're going to be a favorite come playoff time.
I hear you. Well, you know what? I'm also feeling you. I got Ravens too.
Well,
yeah, buddy. I'm thinking Lamar. I think the mojo back is with the Ravens right now. Going into Dallas. And then there was a video of them on the airplane, and Lamar is not having any of this. He goes, this is not for fun anymore. This is a business trip. So I think they're going to be –
different mindset this week. Yeah, I think that
once they lost to the Raiders, it was the wake up call for them, and they went to Dallas and just crushed them in the first half. And so home game, I feel like the Ravens and like you're saying, Lamar's gonna be tough to handle. And I can see Andrews. Well, I don't mean either way. I think it's just gonna be a big game for them. And I think defensively they have enough talent to give Josh Allen some fits. So I'm going Ravens.
Interesting. We got a split on that one. Going into our final game this week, Seattle traveling to Detroit. Seattle a surprise 3-0 at that.
So 1, 2, 3, 4. We have all the undefeated teams almost.
Yeah, pretty much. Detroit 2-1 at home. Let's start with a non-NFC. No, we already got two. Let's start with Rob. Rob, we got Seattle and Detroit.
I'm going Detroit on this one. I think that they're going to establish the run and give Geno some fits. They defensively, Hutch, I think, is going to bother Smith most of the day. So, and with Walker still out up there, I think Seattle. You're right.
I hope not, man. Another guy on the fantasy team.
Charbonnet's been crushing it.
Yeah, I don't know if Walker comes back and gets first team reps.
True, but against that the defense of Detroit, and well, I don't know if I fully trust the Hawks 3-0 start right now as a official.
It's wild.
So,
but we got a lot of wild going on right now.
I know, but Detroit, I still top few, top three team in the NFC. I believe still.
Okay.
Yeah. I still have them going to the NFC Championship game, so I think they're pulling off a dub here.
Pulling off a dub for Rob. All right. Mike, why don't we just go down the line. Mike, what you got, Seattle and Detroit?
Yeah, I picked up Zach Charbonnet. He's been crushing it the last couple of weeks. I think they are going to try to establish the run against this Detroit defense. Geno Smith has been a top five quarterback by EPA this year, and so I think their offense is just going to set the tone for the game. Defense will come up with a turnover, and I'd consider it an upset, even though Seattle's 3-0. I think Seattle upsets the Lions.
Yeah, what is the line on it?
The Lions by 4.5, I'm pretty
sure.
So
it would be an upset, yep.
Yep. Tyler, who we got?
I got Detroit as well. I think the home team wins this game. I'm not sold on either team. Seattle, they're a very – I think Seattle's a huge fraud, to be 100% honest with you. I'm not sold on them
Get a go.
I mean, they beat the Broncos, the Patriots, and the very banged-up Dolphins without their starting quarterback, right? That's not a 3-0 that encourages me. They beat the Broncos by 6, the Patriots by 3. They want the Dolphins, but again, you're going against Skylar Thompson.
Yeah.
So I think the Lions – I'm not sold on the Lions this year. Their offense hasn't looked like what expected it to be after last year, and then you incorporate Gibbs more into that. Defense has made some steps, but I'm not sold on the Lions, and I think this comes down to the home team and the home field advantage, to be honest with you. So I got the Lions with winning this one, I think it's going to be a close game.
The roar's been restored.
The roar's been restored. I agree with you. I think Aiden Hutchinson's going to be an absolute beast, especially in front of the home crowd. I mean, he's just going to eat that up.
Yep.
But I'm very confident in my other picks. So I'm going to take a shot.
Ooh.
And Seattle keeps surprising and ends up 4-0 out of the primetime game. I think Geno's going to have himself a game. Now watch. He'll go 10 for 20 for like 100 yards and 2 picks. But
and then still win the game.
And still win the game. And still win the game.
As long as they're all the DK, I'm good with
it. Yeah, yeah. No, I think you're right. Even though Seattle's 3-0, even Detroit is probably viewing them as an underdog. And I feel like Detroit's pretty confident coming into this game right now as far as, who they got to face. I don't know. Some seems off there for Detroit to me. I am also not sold on Detroit this season as a whole. I do think they're a better team than Seattle, but I think Seattle just squeaks another one out. I do think it's going to be close.
Just
but
a fluky, like, Rams versus 49ers
a fluky
last
win.
Week
I don't think it'll be that crazy. Yeah. But, another little fluky win. Yep. But, yeah, crazy. Yeah, that wraps up our week 4 game slate. Mike, thanks for joining us, buddy.
Absolutely. It's been a pleasure.
Yeah. You here next week?
If I'm still invited.
Yeah.
Well, to be seen.
Who did you pick? The Packers or the Vikings?
Yeah, he picked the Packers. Oh, he's out of here.
TBD. We'll figure it out.
We'll figure it out. But
picked the Packers, made a comment about the Vikings. We'll see if I...
Yeah, you're going to hear that comment in your nightmares. Anyway, no, seriously, thanks for joining us. It was great to get another team, another perspective of a different team, whatever I'm trying to say. Of other than just the Vikes, the Pack. We're going to have a Broncos fan on later this season. We got a lot of things lined up, but I really appreciate you being here this week and next week. It's next okay. Week, you can come next week. We've decided.
All right. Vikings Colts is November 1st, 2nd, whatever that's.
We might have to have you on for that. All right.
Yeah.
I don't think you'll have anything good to say by that.
Yeah. You guys need to win some games to make sure you might even not make the list.
What? We're talking just, like we are going to the Super Bowl out here, and we need to be.
Do you guys know what that's like?
Whoa! Oh,
going
again,
to the Super Bowl?
Another singer. Yeah, going to the Super Bowl. We know all about that.
I mean, it's been in Minneapolis twice. Yeah, I was downstairs, all walking around the stadium.
Oh man! And then, of course, thanks for joining us this week, Tyler. I'm super happy we got to have you on. Another Packer fan, 2 weeks in a row, giving us that perspective from the team on the other side of the border there. But
it was good to be back.
Yeah, we got to have you back more.
Yeah, we'll work on
you. Feel natural behind the mic again. We got to have you back. But
you, Banner with the Boys, give me some daycare. You got a deal.
Sounds good. We need your sponsorships. We need to get Tyler daycare so he can be on Banner with the Boys. But anyway, of course, like always, like, comment, subscribe wherever you listen to the Banner, whether that's YouTube, Spotify, Apple Podcasts. And we'll see you for week 5.
Don't forget to follow, like, and subscribe. Tune in next time for more Banter with the Boys.